Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Easy Money, Cryptocurrency Casino Capitalism and the Golden Age of Fraud. Ben McKenzie provides an incisive critique of the current state of financial markets, with a keen focus on the burgeoning world of cryptocurrency. The book delves into the complexities of digital currencies and their role in what McKenzie views as an era rife with speculative investment and financial fraud. Drawing from a variety of examples and in-depth research, McKenzie dissects how the promise of quick wealth in the crypto markets is emblematic of broader systemic issues within global capitalism. His analysis not only scrutinizes the volatile nature of cryptocurrencies, but also examines the societal obsession with easy money, the deregulation of financial systems, and the rise of fraud in a digitally dominated age. McKenzie's writing promises to unveil the allure and pitfalls of cryptocurrency investments, shedding light on the darker sides of digital finance and its impact on global economic practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the lure of cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency has emerged as a symbol of ultra-modern investment, promising anonymity, decentralization, and unprecedented profits. Easy Money begins by exploring the rapid ascent of digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and countless others, appealing to a wide swathe of the population from tech enthusiasts to average investors seeking windfall gains. McKenzie highlights the dual edge of cryptocurrency's appeal, their potential for high returns, and the substantial risks due to market volatility, regulatory uncertainty, and susceptibility to fraud. Through various examples, he demonstrates how the digital currency market became a hotbed for speculative investment, often detached from traditional financial metrics and principles. The book scrutinizes the psychological allure of easy money through crypto, including the FOMO, fear of missing out, effect that drives individuals to partake in what can often resemble a high-stakes digital casino. Secondly, casino capitalism and speculative bubbles. The concept of casino capitalism is pivotal to understanding McKenzie's critique. He draws parallels between the speculative fervor in cryptocurrency markets and the larger trend of casino-like behavior in global financial systems. The term encapsulates a world where trading resembles gambling and where speculative bubbles are not exceptions, but a norm. McKenzie meticulously examines historical and contemporary bubbles, illustrating how over-speculation leads to inevitable crashes, yet paradoxically, continues to attract investment. He pays close attention to the mechanisms that enable these bubbles, from deregulation and lack of oversight to the complex financial instruments that obscure risk. In dissecting these trends, Easy Money paints a concerning picture of an economic system increasingly built on unsound, speculative practices, urging a reevaluation of our collective faith in such a fragile foundation. Thirdly, the Golden Age of Fraud. A significant portion of Easy Money is dedicated to explicating the so-called Golden Age of Fraud, where financial deceit, both in traditional markets and the crypto space, has flourished. McKenzie uncovers the myriad ways in which modern financial systems, compounded by the rise of digital technology, have made fraud more pervasive and harder to detect. He delves into high-profile cases of cryptocurrency scams, Ponzi schemes, and market manipulations, highlighting how the veil of complexity and innovation often conceals nefarious activities. The narrative is punctuated with discussions on the shortcomings of regulatory frameworks, the challenges of policing digital finance, and the societal cost of such widespread fraud. Through these explorations, McKenzie makes a compelling argument for greater transparency, accountability, and reform in financial markets to counteract this troubling trend. Fourthly, deregulation and its discontents. Ben McKenzie scrutinizes the role of deregulation in fostering an environment ripe for speculative excess and financial fraud. Easy Money outlines the deregulatory movements of recent decades that have stripped back many of the safeguards put in place after the Great Depression. McKenzie argues that this regulatory rollback has not only enabled, but encouraged riskier investment behaviors and complex financial products that many investors do not fully understand. The book critically assesses how deregulation has led to financial institutions wielding excessive power, often to the detriment of the average investor and the stability of the financial system at large. Through case studies and analysis, McKenzie advocates for a rethinking of regulatory policies to protect investors and ensure the longevity of financial markets. Lastly, the social impact of financial instability. At its heart, Easy Money is deeply concerned with the broader societal impact that comes from an economy built on precarious financial practices. Ben McKenzie takes a broader lens to the conversation, connecting the dots between speculative investment culture, financial fraud, and the erosion of social trust and stability. He discusses how financial turmoil engenders inequality, erodes savings, and exacerbates existing socioeconomic divides. The book strongly argues that the repercussions of a finance-driven economy extend beyond individual investors and resonate through entire communities, influencing everything from housing affordability to job security. By illustrating these connections, McKenzie makes a powerful case for a more responsible and equitable financial system that serves the many rather than the few. In conclusion, Ben McKenzie's Easy Money is a compelling read for anyone impacted by or interested in the dynamics of modern finance, from casual investors to policymakers. It demystifies the complex world of cryptocurrency, provides a critical examination of global financial systems, and highlights the urgent need for systemic reform. McKenzie does not mince words in critiquing the speculative frenzy and fraud that characterize today's economic landscape. The book serves as a cautionary tale and a call to action, urging a return to financial prudence and regulatory sanity. Easy Money is particularly beneficial for those seeking to understand the allure and dangers of cryptocurrency investments, as well as anyone concerned about the implications of unchecked speculative practices and financial fraud. By elucidating the intricate web of factors that contribute to financial instability and societal harm, McKenzie's analysis offers valuable insights into how we might forge a more stable, equitable, and fraud-resistant financial future. If you would like to support Ben McKenzie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.